This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president.
Roger Stone nailed it right here on InfoWars.
They are going to claim that Donald Trump has Alzheimer's, that it is progressive, and that is progressing, and that is the source of his insanity.
This is the direct manifestation of the fact that the whole Russian gambit has failed.
And like clockwork, the gloves came off.
He's insane.
I think people are questioning his fitness for office.
The fact of the matter is, Hitler was elected as Chancellor of Germany. He did not become a dictator until later, when people began to be influenced by his foolishness. We just elected the president, and he's got a lot of foolishness going on.
Are you questioning his fitness?
Yes, I do.
Let me be clear. You said he's unfit for command.
I think so. He is deranged, in my opinion.
His fitness for office, and there's been questions about the 25th Amendment to the Constitution, whether or not he should be removed for medical reasons.
Not only unfit to be president, in my book, his lack of empathy, his lack of leadership, his lack of courage, he's unfit to be human.
In the midst of it all, an ESPN reporter bizarrely reassigned because of political correctness.
ESPN executives have decided that play-by-play announcer Robert Lee, seen there on the right, will not be in the broadcast booth for next Saturday's college football season opener in Charlottesville between the University of Virginia and the College of William and Mary because of the similarity between his name and the famed Confederate icon, General Robert E. Lee.
While mainstream media pundits sold the gullible support for Antifa.
Two gentlemen with very different views on how to respond to white supremacists when they take to the streets. Mark Bray is a Dartmouth professor who has studied the Antifa anti-fascist movement. Antifa is a far-left political movement that argues it's necessary to confront hate groups, sometimes with force. Professor Bray is author of the new book, Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook. Some of the criticism of the Antifa movement, Mark, is that you're actually against speech, that you want to shut down this speech, and that borders on censorship.
Well, let's be clear that Antifa are not calling on the government to censor anyone. In fact, they resist the notion of turning to the government or turning to the police, who we've seen have been infiltrated by white supremacists, who have been sympathetic to the court, sort of return to law and order notion of fascism. And so the idea is the real enemies of free speech are fascists. We've seen that historically. We've seen that they're the ones that, if they have their way, will shut down speech.
Antifa, an army of Soros-funded children spewing anti-American left-wing hatred, 61% of them returning to their parents' basements draped in communist propaganda.
The people who turned out to protest Nazis,
not
why are
them.
They Stalin to you?
The Antifa group to me is totally a very Stalinish kind of group.
How so?
If you're willing to set fires and burn places to the ground, that doesn't sound like a very peaceful group to me.
There was a group the president mentioned that we haven't heard about, the alt-left. So who are they? Simply put, the alt-left does not exist. According to the Anti-Defamation League, it's a made-up term that refers to no actual group or organization. Many in the alt-right actually refer to groups when they protest them as Antifa. That refers to anti-fascists. It's a name that some groups have latched onto, borrowing from an old left-wing extreme movement that popped up in the 1960s in Germany. Their goal is to physically confront Nazis and white supremacists.
So when talk about the groups, the green and black flag that was seen at the Charlottesville event is the Kekistani flag. Kekistan is a fake country. The flag mimics a German Nazi war flag.
Who are these fools, really, that have been given the platform to misrepresent the American dream? Instead, rampaging the globalist nightmare of totalitarianism down the throats of 330-plus million Americans that can see right through them. Obviously, it is the hysterical mainstream media that is truly unfit to report the news.
Are you an advocate of this sort of confrontation?
Yes, I am. Yes.
John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Texas, to say that Hurricane Harvey has been a megastorm that's still ongoing is, to put it mildly, it basically went towards the east once it made landfall Friday. It did not hit San Antonio or Austin, Texas directly, but both cities have gotten over a foot of rain. Houston is under 20 feet of water. Ladies and gentlemen, 20 feet. Dr. Group, who we work for routinely, sent me photos. I think I should tweet these out, of his office. His offices are on the third floor. The water this morning was 18 feet up on the side of the building, approaching the third floor. It's now 20 feet up. And you have this megastorm sucking the humidity out of the hot Gulf and dumping it at massive pace on to Houston and East Texas, where the storm has stalled. Now, thank God, but it's also sad, the death toll's only 5. It could be a lot higher. I've got family in Houston. I can't get a hold of them. The cell phones are out. People didn't expect it to even be this bad. This makes Katrina look like a cakewalk, unfortunately, and that was a terrible storm, not lessening the effect that happened there. I was also sent by a friend in Houston a photo of an 8-foot alligator on his front porch. And I've got other reports, mainstream news, of huge 12, 13, 14-foot alligators walking around in people's yards, coming into their houses. We haven't gotten footage of them in the houses yet, but those reports are there, and I don't doubt it because we have 3 different newscasts showing bass and perch and catfish and minnows in people's houses. That's up on InfoWars.com, a little collation of that. DrudgeReport.com has even more extensive coverage, all right there, the top left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com, of the fish in the houses. So you can see it. People trying to noodle. Now, there it is. That is I guess that's like a shark or something in the house. I mean, this is incredible. This is insane. Or is that a hardhead type of catfish? I can't exactly tell. It looks kind of like a shark to me. I don't know. This is getting more and more insane. I hadn't even seen that video yet. I just seen the one of bass and catfish and perch. I don't know what that fish is. It's like a 2-foot-long fish. 8-foot-long alligators, fish. The craziest footage, and it's horrifying, is an old folks home with people up to their chest in a flooded old folks home outside Houston. Now, the mayor reportedly didn't put out an evacuation call, which is why a lot of people stayed there. I wouldn't be listening to the mayor one way or the other. I'd make my own decision. I personally got family out of Well, my ex-wife, where she lives, I mean, I offered to pay for it just because I just wanted to do it because she lives by a creek, and the house gets close to flooding when it normally rains really hard. And you know, so she's in a hotel right now. I mean, you don't need the government to tell you that, ladies and gentlemen. If you have the means, get out. But what if you are in an old folks' home, like we saw in Katrina, or a prisoner? They did evacuate the prisons and jails. And here's the problem. The hurricane is stalled right over Victoria and Houston, going into areas of East Texas and into western Louisiana. So we will continue to cover this. Owen Schroyer got back this afternoon. He'll be in studio with me tomorrow, exhausted. Harrison and he went down there to cover it, and there was no cell phone, no internet, no uploads. Most roads shut down. Most roads flooded. They got within 20 miles of the outskirts of Houston, and the roads are closed because there's water going over them, rivers. So this isn't like the levees flooded, so the Ninth Ward flooded, which was terrible, horrible event. Geographically, though, much, much smaller. Because most of Louisiana is already a swamp, so people, you know, are already prepared for it, or they live on houseboats or whatever. Still devastating. So this is definitely living up to be the demon storm or the hell storm that meteorologists thought it might be. And the winds have been devastating. Owen got back today and was able to upload the footage he shot this morning. Outskirts of Houston, the fronts of buildings blown off, Walmart facades blown down, stop signs bent over to the ground, mobile homes thrown on top people's vehicles, just a lot of devastation. And, of course, wait for it. You know what you're going to hear. Houston's probably the most diverse city now, they argue whether it's L.A. or Houston, of the United States. Asian, black, white, Hispanic. It's a city of 10 million people. It's the fourth largest city now in the United States. And they're going to say, this is racist. The response isn't enough. Trump's been on top of it. The emergency manager's been on top of it. The governor of Texas has been on top of it. Some of the locals have had kind of a lackadaisical response. And then I've seen all over Twitter and all over Facebook Friday, and then again yesterday, saying, thank God, we hope God kills all those rednecks in Texas and Louisiana that voted Trump. Even if you are so racist and hate white people, you still need to understand that people are people. And by the way, Houston is minority white. So it's an insane way to think, but MSNBC and CNN have taken everything going on in the news and they turn it to racial and they make it like white people somehow did it. So that's how the leftists online interpret all of this, and that's how they're pushing it. But you're going to have the double thing where they're saying, we hope all you white people die, you rednecks, you know, in Texas because you voted Trump. But then we're also already hearing that Trump, Friday, we were already hearing, didn't respond properly because when he put out an advisory about it, when the White House put out a video, they didn't tell people what to do or where to go. That's not what the president does. That's the counties and the emergency managers with the governor and then FEMA and then the National Guard. So if Trump would have sat there and told folks where to go or what to do, how could you do that in a 60-second video telling everybody to get to higher ground, work together, listen to local emergency management, and, you know, best wishes, and that the president's going to back you and try to get as much aid in there as possible once we find out where the storm's going to go? That was Friday afternoon before it even hit Rockport, before it even came on shore. They were saying that Trump had already not done the right thing. Here's the headline. Politico and CNN, because this is a talking point, had the same headline Friday night. I saw it. We'll just type it in. Let's see if my memory serves. Trump's already messed up on his response to Harvey. And I'm not here to defend Trump. I'm here to defend reality. Obama didn't even visit in 2016 when a big hurricane hit Louisiana, Mississippi, and other areas and killed hundreds of people and flooded two states. He didn't even visit. George W. Bush visited twice. He said, great job, Brownie, some guy that owned, you know, fancy Arabian horses and didn't know his head from a hole in the ground. And the response probably wasn't as good as it could have been. And I'm not defending George W. Bush. George W. Bush didn't like me. George W. Bush had me arrested one time for asking him a question. It's on video. But I don't get just the mindless, double-sided attacks on Trump and the media hoping the economy implodes so that they can just hope somehow that his agenda fails of trying to turn the economy on because they want the general public of the Democratic Party to be absolutely destitute and depending on the government for their bread every day. That is the collectivist model of Venezuela or North Korea. There it is. President Trump's response to Hurricane Harvey devastation. Wow. No, that's not the one. It was Trump's already messed up his response to the hurricane. That was it. I mean, it was all over just because he put out a video to people that didn't tell him what to do. Just telling them, I'm here to back you. That's what the president's supposed to do, is to say, we're going to try to give you as much federal support as we can, but not to do, before you even know where the hurricane's going to go. Now, it's official. The globalists have banned InfoWars in the White House. That was on Bloomberg. We're going to cover that. We've got Chelsea Clinton attacking me again. Huge news. It's all coming up on the other side and more on Harvey. Stay with us. Please pray for Texas.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Here's the big takeaway as we're in the middle of this hellstorm, as Drudge Report calls it, Hurricane Harvey. Everybody is a human in Houston, no matter what color you are. And the old folks in those old folks' homes, to the firefighters and police officers, the people stuck in their attics as the water level only rises 20 feet on average. Those are real people. And when you look at CNN or MSNBC race baiting continually, it shows you how ridiculous it is when we're all in this together. They simply beat you over the head if you don't support Obamacare or open borders, or their gun control, saying you're a racist with no proof. And that's why major lawsuits have been filed. Now, I've told you I'm getting ready to file some, and I'm looking at Tom Brokaw right now. I'm sending the letters this week. I put a video out today. I've got to put them on notice, give them a chance to retract. But the damage has already been done. We have serious damages, and so does the Family Research Council. So does D. James Kennedy Ministries, it's filed lawsuits. I mean, when you start calling major mainline Christian organizations, KKK, Nazis, and then deny them commerce, they're being denied Amazon accounts. They're being denied being able to sell books. They're being denied from being able to be part of major organizations. So they've taken this made-up database, and they're using it as a chilling effect, which is the mark of the beast. What Christians warn of is Christians being put in databases for our beliefs and then told we can't buy or sell. It's here. You know, I was naming the audio streams because we're on AM and FM radio, some cable and TV stations, but also internet streams on YouTube and Facebook for now. They're censoring us more and more. They've demonetized us, you name it. And I was thinking about the name of the show, and I just said I went with Hellstorm, Demon Storm, Harvey live coverage because that's what it is. And I'm right here in Austin, Texas, where we've had a foot of rain, and thank God no deaths, nothing compared to 20 feet. And by the way, when I say 20 feet, I don't mean 20 feet of rain. I mean the water is 20 feet high on average. By the way, I didn't tell Michael Zimmerman, one of our great camera people and reporters, to go down there. He has family in Houston. Our one crew couldn't get in, so Zimmerman, I guess, can't get a hold of some of his family. He just threw a kayak in the back of my Ford F-150 truck that we use as the office car. And he just drove down there in my Ford F-150 by himself on his own volition. I did not tell him to go. I guess he called Dude, our news director, and said, can I have Alex's truck that we use as the company car? That's the top operation we are. He's just gone down there. So let's pray for Michael Zimmerman, who was with me when I was getting attacked by all the leftist fascists down in or over in Seattle last week. And again, he's from Houston, so I guess he knows how to get in there and how to get out. But here is the governor, Greg Abbott, thanking President Trump. I mean, compared to Obama and compared to Bush, I mean, Bush was not that good. Obama just didn't even care or ever show up or even just say anything. It's so crazy to watch the media crucify Bush and then do nothing on Obama. I wouldn't care if I was Republican or Democrat. It's ridiculous. And now Trump is like on it. Like flies on you know what. And they're like, he's done a terrible job. Well, here's the governor.
The White House is fully engaged, very helpful, very concerned about the people of Texas Texas has received everything that we've asked for from the White House, and we're very grateful for it. And we're just working hard day and night to make sure we take care of our fellow Texans.
Notice he said they've done everything we've asked for. That's another thing Obama did, is he'd send in feds just to monitor everything but do nothing and act like they were in charge. Notice with Trump, it's Texas is in charge because it's Texas. And then if they ask Trump for something, he'll do it. Remember when Texas had wildfires and floods and Obama wouldn't help four times? The first time in modern history that a president refused a state aid. People thought Chris Christie was a chicken, you know what, chicken SH, you know what, for blocking a bridge during rush hour over trying to get some funding he wanted. I think that was terrible. Christie got caught doing it. That's nothing compared to wildfires over a third of the state, hundreds and hundreds dead, floods, you name it, and hey, you're not getting any federal aid. Trump to visit Texas Tuesday praises Harvey recovery efforts. The reason he's coming Tuesday is it's not going to be gone, and it'll be a distraction if he comes in here any time before that. In fact, Tuesday might be too early. Now, let's stop right there. This is not a defense of Trump hour. Joining us the last 30 minutes of the transmission next hour, Roger Stone and I had a long conversation today, former chief strategist for Trump, former head of his campaign, 40-plus year good friend with him, and I made some other phone calls, really smart cookies. And the word is Trump has broken some of his campaign promises to a certain extent because they weren't clear cut. And he has gone sideways with the neocons and the military-industrial complex with the situation with what's unfolding in Afghanistan. And that's why Bannon and Gorkin have resigned, and it's bad. So I'll just tell you when something's bad. I'm just going to clear cut. Something's bad, I'm going to tell you. And I understand the president believes what he's doing. He believes he's violating his own instincts. But the smart money says we've been there 17 years. No one's ever won there. It's not clear cut. And unless this is really some fancy way to go in and evacuate the main force, making it look like it's a buildup. And some people think that's what's happening. But a lot of other smart folks, high-level CIA, high-level defense intelligence, high-level Special Forces Command, Special Operations Command, high-level White House contacts. Trump listens to those generals, and he green-lights them. And they've told him, sir, we'll actually kill all the al-Qaeda and ISIS in 1 year, and then you can negotiate from strength, and we've been hamstrung. And then he went and talked to a bunch of the Special Forces people that told him they've been blocked by Obama and by Bush. Remember, Colonel Schaefer's always talked about two times they could have killed bin Laden back in 2001 before 9/11, and they were ordered not to. So Trump means well. It's not being done from an evil perspective. The globalist hating. And unlike Obama, Trump defers to generals' advice on military strategy. They keep saying he's this loose cannon. He's going to launch the nukes. It's Bill Clinton took the nuke codes away from the generals and has it all for himself, and we're supposed to absorb a strike under PDD 61 or whatever. And absorb a strike before we decide what to do. There'll be nothing left. We should get Joel Skousen on this week to talk about the different PDDs. I mean, it's all lies. But I kind of don't like letting the generals do whatever they want. I want checks and balances. Just don't give Nancy Pelosi the launch code. She said George Bush was president again last week and said that you never cry wolf in a theater. That's you never cry fire at a theater. But she's for banning free speech now, and that's coming up next. That's coming up next. They admit that they've begun the process of banning Infowars.com, chief amongst all evil sites, because we're so on target. We're so cutting edge. We give you the news way before it's later admitted, sometimes years ahead. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Tweeted the image. We're also getting the video for you. You cannot make this up. In Houston, old folks' homes with people sitting in their chairs with water up to their stomachs, knitting in the old folks' homes. Some areas are more than 20 feet underwater. We're going to be covering it all live. I'm here in the relative safety of Austin, Texas. One of our crew members is on his own volition gone down there to cover it with a kayak, because he's got family down there, Michael Zimmerman. This is coming up for a few minutes. Then in studio, Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com. He was also banned from the White House by the globalists, a ban from Trump reading it, because Melania Trump likes to read his website and give it to Trump. Been proven accurate over and over again. We're banned because of accuracy. Chelsea Clinton responds to Alex Jones' video questioning Michelle Obama's gender. Again, It was one of the top videos Thursday online. So I did a video Friday about it, showing Joan Rivers and other people, not even saying I was sure of it, asking, is this proof she's a man when it looks like she's got a rubber snake in her pants? And then they said that I said she was, for sure, and that I hate transgenders. When I said on the video, I don't hate anybody, including transgenders. And then Chelsea Clinton said, whatever you do, don't watch the video. Well, the video's on InfoWars.com. You got to see it for yourself, but here, and NewsWars.com, here is my latest response to the former First Lady's daughter, Webster Hubbell's daughter, Chelsea Clinton. And you got to see this for yourself. This is not for radio.
Who needs 4th of July fireworks when you've got Joan Rivers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the comedian who lately has been censoring her own typically outrageous commentary recently officiated.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cover-up of Michelle Obama's gender is collapsing. As we speak, CNN and hundreds of other publications are being forced to admit that Joan Rivers, who was friends with the Obamas, said that she was a tranny before she died. And they are desperately trying to cover up the footage, the new footage, showing what is in Michelle Obama's pants. Chelsea Clinton has also come out and demonized yours truly, claiming that I am this ultimate monster, when all I'm doing is reporting on what CNN has already covered. They hope you don't watch this video, and they really hope you don't share it.
Who needs 4th of July fireworks when you've got Joan Rivers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the comedian who lately has been censoring her own typically outrageous commentary recently officiated a same-sex wedding.
When a photographer pitched her a question, the response was, typical Rivers.
No, Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
While it's very mean in some ways, people
it's not mean.
To hear
it's not me.
Really?
Not me. You can. It's not me. I tell the truth. I'm sure I say the same things that all your viewers say to their friends sitting next to them on the couch.
Simply put, this is one of the most remarkable stories I've ever been involved in. I did a report yesterday pointing out that back on July 4th, 2014, Joan Rivers, who died a month later, came out and said that Obama was gay and that Michelle Obama was a tranny. Now, a lot of folks had already pointed out shots of her with bulges in her pants or her looking like she was a guy adjusting herself, but I hadn't really covered it. But when Joan Rivers died a month later, I said that we should look at it. Now, new video has come out of them at Harvard last week with one of their reported daughters. And Michelle walks down with Obama, and she's walking like a guy. And it looks like she's either got like a rubber snake from Halloween or something in her pants. And we simply said, wow, this is a viral video. What do you think? And the media misrepresented what we said. They claimed that we made it up and there was no mention of Joan Rivers. But the truth is, even CNN back at the time came out and had the headline that Joan Rivers was saying that Michelle Obama, who she was friends with and had dinner with many times, was a tranny. So they've been really trying to cover this up, and they never mentioned Joan Rivers. The Daily Mail, though, kind of broke that taboo and came out and said Alex Jones is slammed by Chelsea Clinton after promoting a shocking video claiming there's proof Michelle Obama is a man.
At Michelle Obama.
At Michelle Obama is everything this site will never be. Honorable, brave, beloved, beautiful. Don't need to watch an awful video to know that. I didn't visit the site or watch the video. Think we need to shine a light on the awfulness, expose it, without giving the awfulness clicks.
Well, our real headline simply asks, is this the final proof that she is a man? You need to decide this for yourself. But after we've been lied to so much, it's not bad to ask questions. I mean, come on, Chelsea. You're in the WikiLeaks telling your parents we're killing Haitians. We stole all the money. They're dying of cholera. Why are we doing this? You know your parents funded the Arab Spring. You know they were engaged in countless other crimes. And so you're in no position
as the heir to a major crime family, to criticize me for talking about CNN headlines dealing with Joan Rivers saying Michelle Obama's a tranny, especially in light of this new video. So you want to change the subject onto me, public enemy number one, the guy that gets beat up for covering all this, when in truth you should be criticizing CNN, TMZ, and everybody else. Because Michelle Obama's got hands way bigger than mine. She's got shoulders wider than mine. She's taller than Obama. And she's got a big old anaconda in her pants. So she's either like Spinal Tap, got a fake, you know, pickle or something in there, a cucumber that'd scare the biggest cat you can imagine away, or she's really a tranny, and this has all been a giant blackmail operation against America. But regardless, even though you got millions of fake Twitter followers, we know there's some real ones right there. And no wonder, Chelsea, you're telling folks, whatever you do, don't look at the video. That's right. Whatever you do, don't look at the video that's at InfoWars.com right now, because you might have to ask yourself, why did Joan Rivers say she was a tranny, not Alex Jones? And that, my friends, is the rest of the story.
Ms. Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't show it.
And do you think that the country will see the first, the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. It's okay.
Men and women of the finest military in the world. Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah, Michael and I.
Is that anything scary?
You know,
folks, you've got to see the video for yourself. It was one of the top trending videos last week, so I did a video on it saying, wow, Joan Rivers said it and died. What do you think of this? And maybe she had a sex change to a man, or maybe she's got two rolls of quarters in her pants. The point is, she looks like she's got a codpiece. Now, Chuck Johnson is an investigative journalist, award-winning, amazing contacts. When we come back, his website, along with mine, has been officially banned from being given to Trump. That has been reported by Bloomberg and others. We're going to break down why this is so important straight ahead and how they're trying to isolate the president with our guest, Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Hurricane Harvey dumping 20 feet of water on Houston, and it's sitting over the city, biblically, just like Katrina. But Houston's a lot bigger, 10 million people. New Orleans is like a million, million and a half, whatever it is. This is big. We've got reporters down there. We'll be covering it. Alligators in people's front yards, at their front doors, fish swimming around inside people's attics, old folks home, old people floating around, knitting while they're floating. This is literally Fox News images. You cannot make up how truth is stranger than fiction. Now, Chuck Johnston, which I'm highly recommended by Mike Stern, but so many other patriots, I've been fully aware for a long time of GotNews.com. He's an independent investigative journalist, author, and new media entrepreneur. He is founder of GotNews.com. And it's Melania Trump that gave some of your stories that have been proven very accurate. You have a lot of great sources in D.C. and around the world. Won't get into those, as I know some of the same sources. And so that's why they don't want it. I didn't want to try to mount Kelly's head on a wall. I don't want to go to war with these generals. But Roger Stone's going to ride shotgun with us. He's going to be here the last 30 minutes, the next hour, said there is a turn towards war and things. But I'm still totally for Trump because he's trying to get the economy going. He's trying to restore America. He's a real president. Doesn't mean I totally agree with him. We're actually getting a president who isn't a puppet. But you've been telling me so many amazing things just during the break. Chuck Johnston of GotNews.com. We'll get into your lawsuit that's been successful against Gawker. Peter Thiel's been doing the same thing. The Wall Street Journal article about it, how we've got to sue these groups. We've got the Family Research Council, and we've got the D. James Kennedy Ministries filing suit against the Southern Poverty Law Center. We have to do this because they're not just calling us Nazis. They're putting us in databases where we can't buy and sell like the Nazis literally did. They call us Nazis and then use literal Nazi tactics of first saying you can't engage in commerce or travel. So take over, Chuck Johnson, because you're a real info warrior behind the scenes, game-changing. And just tell us the lay of the land. Chuck Johnson blasts John Kelly for blacklisting InfoWars and got news, vows to survive a failed general. Here's another one. Salon, the info war for Donald Trump's mind. Wow, there's a war on for your mind. Where did I hear that before? We're way ahead of them.
Yeah, man, it's a great digital civil war taking place right now, and they're very, very afraid of the influence you and I have had and shaping the mind of the president of the United States. And I've got to say, you know, General Kelly, you know, Trump has been sucked into this military-industrial complex. He's been sucked into all these crazy kind of neocon wars. You know, we're suddenly going back to war in Afghanistan. It's all a joke. And, you know, right now, the biggest fight that we all have to deal with is saving the internet. And I was sounding the alarm about this 2.5 years ago when I was one of the first journalists kicked off of Twitter. And we've now got to finally fight to take back the internet. And if we don't, elections won't matter. And Trump is being isolated by a bunch of people who do not have his interests at heart. They have their own interests. And we've got to fight back. And I got to say, you know, General Kelly is trying to stop Melania Trump, you know, the first lady of the United States, from sharing articles with her husband.
And this is admitted.
Yeah.
They're so condescending about the president and his wife and Donald Jr. Like, we elected him. We didn't elect them.
Right. And Melania Trump is literally handing articles about how Katie Walsh was leaking. She was the deputy chief of staff, and she was fired for what we uncovered. We exposed Mike Short, also fired. So we've been getting the scalps of the leakers, and of course people.
You guys, along with Posobiec, broke 3 weeks ago this ban, which they now admit.
Yep. No, what they're trying to do now is they're all trying to put us into the digital gulag, and so that's why the next fight that's over the FTC. Is going to be so important over keeping the internet free. And we've got to go to war with Google. We've got to go to war.
I agree. Trump needs to go to war with them, and that's why they don't want us communicating with him. He's got to use his monopoly, the power to break up monopolies. Now we need Teddy Roosevelt part two.
Yeah, and it's obvious they would have banned him from Twitter. I mean, the CEO of Twitter.
They had discussions of it.
Yeah, they've talked about it. Talked about it openly. Now, look, my attitude on this is really simple. If you're a monopoly, you can't discriminate against people. If you want to be a bakery shop and, you know, not allow the gays to have cakes, apparently that's a civil rights issue. But if you want to express yourself on the internet, you can't do that anymore.
And they'll spin it and go, we're banning gays and cakes. I bake the cake. I'm not against them. The point is, how does anybody else that's like free market or a Bitcoin guy or whatever, how do we get banned?
Well, we're fighting back. Right now, we got to set up new payment processors. We got to go against PayPal. We got to go against Stripe. And eventually, we got to start bringing lawsuits. I know you're doing that on the defamation side. I've done that.
We're gearing up. We don't just file suits. I'm in lawyer meetings constantly.
Yeah, and you know, we're in a war, and the war is over the soul of the country, and they don't want to accept the Trump revolution, the peer-to-peer revolution of the people really taking back the president.
Well, I mean, think about it. D. James Kennedy, my late grandmother loved him and watched him. This is milquetoast Christian mainline stuff. They're banned from selling stuff on Amazon listed as a Nazi group. Of course they're suing. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, SPLC is a con game. It's designed to scare a bunch of, you know, rich Jews by other Jews saying that the Confederacy is going to come back and get you all. And it's really disgusting. Now, I will say, General Kelly, Trump is kind of sucked into all this general thing. You know, my grandfather was a rear admiral. You can look him up. Dwight Lyman Johnson, Navy Cross winner. I've been around military men my whole life, but the military is not some perfect institution. It's made up of humans who have biases.
Well, I like the grassroots fighters, but as you go up into the higher ranks, that's not the place to admire.
No,
butt sniffing the generals is not the way to go.
They purged all the alpha males out of the military. Eric Prince and I were talking about this in Wyoming. Like, they just removed them all in the 1980s and 90s, and they just stepped it up. Yeah,
exactly. So they're bringing in the robots and autonomous systems. There's a war against humanity, and you start with men.
Right. You remove the men, and then you can replace them with trans or robots or whatever, and then killing becomes just as easy as being a part of a video game. And so that's where we're going. That's the dehumanization of the war.
Because they want to be able to give orders that people are going to follow.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, the military is something that scares them, right? Because the military is something that's actually about restoring the country and preserving their own.
It's human. And the globalists believe they're going to transcend all this. So let's expand on this. When Eric Prince or all the folks you talk to, the military's almost totally awake against the globalist agenda now. We've had that victory. I don't see even if they're able to kill Trump or start a race war, helter-skelter style, as they're currently trying to do, it's total Twilight Zone, incredibly entertaining and interesting. I mean, if it wasn't so real, I mean, this is edge of your seats every day. We're in the middle of it. And don't they get the Streisand effect of saying, we're banning Got News and InfoWars and the homophobe Milo. The homophobe Milo, so he makes gay jokes, he's gay. I mean, it's just no one's buying it, and it makes us totally avant-garde. So I don't get what they think they're doing.
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to isolate the president and basically take away the source of his power, which is the people. And we see this when he goes up in front of these rallies, like in Arizona or in West Virginia, and he's really like, he gets alive with the crowd. And that's what they're trying to
do. That's his fireside chat.
That's his fireside chat. That's his morning in America. Trump has done with Twitter and with these live streams what Reagan did with television, what Coolidge did with radio. He's a real master of the technology of our era. And that's why he has to be destroyed. And that's why the technology companies can't permit.
Because he really, they call him mentally ill because he wants to represent the people and have everybody win. These parasites see that as ill because they're ill, and they see somebody else that actually sees others rising and gets off on it. They see that as sociopaths and parasites as sick.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, I was with Julian Assange 10 days ago and Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, and one of Julian Assange's associates, his right-hand guy, told me the day after the election that the deep state was not going to permit Trump, that they were going to have a coup against him, and that they were going to silence him and all of their supporters. And I hear from sources of mine at Facebook, at Google, that the purge is on, that ahead of the 20...
Oh, the revolution's on. I mean, they've said, they've had Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA, say, we're going to kill the president. And my dad, everybody else just says, why is that guy still walking around? I mean, you say, I'm going to kill the president, and you formally have done stuff like that? I mean, that is, man, Trump has full authorization to move against these people.
Well, you know, the Trump right now has a real problem. The problem he's got is he doesn't know who his people are yet. He doesn't know how to reward loyalty. And so
but the globalists know, so they're trying to cut us off.
Right. They're cutting us off and doing things like putting Mike Pompeo at CIA. And, of course, he keeps all the John Brennan guys in. Doing things like McMaster, who's a tool of Paul Singer, and he's a tool of some of the big globalist GOP donors. These are bad things. These are bad things, and they need to be stopped.
Is it surreal for you, Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com, to turn on the news, you're on every channel, and they're saying, Chuck Johnson, the wife of the president, dare give him an article. This is insane. And so we're banning that, and Chuck Johnson's evil. What is that like?
Well, look, I mean, I've done very well in my short life. I'm 28. You know, 10 years ago today, I came to California with $50. I'm doing quite well for myself. You know, I have nothing to give the country but my life and my fortune.
America's a great place.
It's a great place, and, you know, it's worth fighting for.
Magic.
It's worth dying for, you know? And if
there's other places you don't get this freedom.
No, you don't. And, you know, it's precious. It could be taken from us, and they're trying to take it from us right now using all these trust and safeties, SBLC crap. It's got to be, we got to find.
Oh, we've got a list of who's not allowed to be online now. That's Chinese-style communist censorship. We'll be back with GotNews.com head Chuck Johnson to break down so much. But the lawsuits are being launched, a counterstrike. All of you should sue, too, when they censor you. Spread the word. Second hour coming up, Infowars.com/show. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.